So Dark Phoenix was bad as we thought it was going to be. What's up, guys? I'm Justin with Harden Marvel. Welcome to the podcast. It's only me today because I'm just doing this basic, you know, review of Dark Phoenix. And pretty much we've already did like a pre-review episode, but this is pretty much me breaking down the movie, guys, for you. Guys, if you are new at Harden Marvel and if you are a Marvel head, please consider subscribing. We are on 11, 12 platforms. Pretty much anywhere you can hear podcasts, we are there. So yeah, the movie was kind of rough, guys. Being that this X-Men Dark Phoenix saga, it was not even really a saga. There's so many things that they didn't really even clear up, guys. It was pretty rough. So if you don't know about the Dark Phoenix and the Dark Phoenix saga in the comics, it's one of the most successful running series and sagas in the X-Men comics, in Marvel Comics history. It was really, really, really well done. In even the Uncanny X-Men and how long that series went for decades, pretty much a decade plus, if not. So seeing that this being basically brought to the silver screen again, where the director basically just brought The Last Stand again. It's something that, you know, we still keep on losing it. We don't really get, we haven't gotten any really good X-Men films in a very long time. And the only good one really is Logan. So if you look at, or if you have done any kind of research, that this X-Men movie is the lowest rating ever in an X-Men movie history on Rotten Tomatoes. Right now, it currently sits at a 23 or 20%. That's pretty bad. That's lower than Last Stand and Origins, which are a pretty bad X-Men film. But to go over my review, guys, I'm giving this maybe like a 2.5 because there were aspects in the movie that were kind of cool to see. And the reason why I went to go see it, a lot of the fan community was like, man, bump it. We're not really going to see this at all. But again, being a Marvel fan, guys, and an X-Men fan, I still want to see the characters on the silver screen. I just want to see how they do it. I'm just a film head like that. But seeing how they changed the third act of the film, being that we already know that it was pretty much close to, you know, Jean Grey flying in space, just like, you know, knocking down the alien race that was in the film, which is pretty much the arch villain, which I thought it was going to be somewhat like Jean Grey going to be the villain. I really thought that Jean Grey was going to really just kill everybody, you know, and if we're going to be doing the Phoenix saga, at least come somewhat close to it. But overall, the movie was rough, guys. The script wasn't that solid. It wasn't that strong. Some of the actors, you know, Jennifer Lawrence, this is not new. We've been kind of saying it all weekend. Jennifer Lawrence's pretty much acting was, you know, it was superb in the position that she wanted to get out. You know, you can see it all over her. And if acting that way of like in a way is showing the type of, how can I say it, the frequency in how she showed, I want to get out of this franchise, I'm done with this franchise, and how well she did it, that's what made her subpar, you know, to that place, and superb in the face of, in the fact that she brought that type of caliber into the, but also, I mean, other actors, you know, Jean Grey, all those kind of, they did well, but it was just like, the story didn't really support it. And honestly, introducing the Dark Phoenix saga, it wasn't even really a saga. It was something, you went cosmic too soon with this movie. And they didn't clear up anything. The things that they left in Apocalypse, things they left in Days of Future Past, they didn't really clear up anything. You know, Quicksilver and Magneto, they didn't even address their relationship. Even how in Jean Grey at the end of Apocalypse, we saw that she went a little bit of the, how she already had the Phoenix Force in her, but then, you know, in the beginning of Dark Phoenix, she's getting filled with the Phoenix. You know, the Phoenix Force is actually possessing her. That doesn't really make sense. So there's a lot of things that I thought going into this film, they were going to kind of backtrack around the time of Apocalypse or before Apocalypse came to kind of clear that out, row, because again, we can't forget that third act scene in Apocalypse that, you know, she already had Dark Phoenix. So again, going back, I know I'm kind of getting distracted. Overall, 2.5, it was not that good of a movie at all. I wouldn't say it's one of the worst X-Men's, because again, Last Stand in Origin still exists. So it was not that bad of a movie, but again, it was not the best. You know, how they portrayed Jean Grey in the Dark Phoenix Force, or the Phoenix Force, should I say. It took too long. You know, I thought it would have been better if this movie was just about her and the trauma with inside. But, you know, they had to rewrite this film. Again, this film started the production started in 2017. This movie was supposed to be released in November 2018, but didn't really, it did like 7 months of reshoot. We already talked about this, addressed it in another episode. That's not a good sign. So they had to literally take out the Skrulls, because originally in the script it was Skrulls, but being that Captain Marvel came out with the Skrulls, they had to take it out, and they replaced it with an alien race called Damari, which is actually in the comics of the Phoenix Saga, which there was this point where Jean Grey just flew out into space and destroyed a solar system, flew right into a planet and killed, I mean, literally went genocide with these races. And actually, the Damari is actually a part of that alien race, which was one of the very small cooler things that came out of that movie. But the Damari to be that race that kind of has the power to trick Jean Grey, that has the Phoenix Force inside her, not to, you know, basically discern that. It was not strong at all. And the third act of the film was very weak. It was very, very weak. And we only get to see her in her full Phoenix Super Saiyan at the end of the movie, pretty much, and before she flies up in space, which, I mean, that was kind of cool. That's the reason why, you know, those two attributes of the movie, I gave it a 2.5. But, you know, the ending, you know, Professor X, Magneto plays chess again, given that signature move, replacing Xavier School to Jean Grey School. Again, playing it close to the comics. That's right from the comics. But overall, I mean, it was not strong. It was not strong. Nightcrawler had actually a really, really cool scene where he just lost it. But how he did it, the acting wasn't that strong. But pretty much seeing him go pretty much like assassin mode with the Damari, with the train scene when they were, you know, invading the train scene to try to get Jean Grey. That was kind of cool, but, you know, Cyclops, Storm, they kind of, like, benched them a couple of times. They were not really that strong, and it was just, it showed me that, again, we never have had a strong X-Men director to support these characters. So that's why it makes me excited to see Marvel Studios really taking this. And again, we're going to see it maybe in 5, 6, 8 years, guys. We're not going to see X-Men soon. We're going to see them being transitioned slowly, but X-Men are going to be like, probably, I hope, like the Avengers movie, where they're introducing characters and working up into an Avengers film. So that's what I think it's going to be. So overall, guys, if you want to go see it, go see it, but it's not really worth it. Yeah, just go rewatch Endgame or something. But guys, that's pretty much it. That's my review of Dark Phoenix. 2.5. Pretty bad, guys, but again, not as bad as Last Stand and Origin. All right, guys, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to hear me rant about Dark Phoenix and how bad it was. Stay awesome and stay blessed, and thank you for listening to Heart of Marvel Podcast.